Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Sean?
This is he.
Oh, all right. Well, the first question would be, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey? All right, so that'd be a yes. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances
Oh, in
50-50?
entirely certain.
Oh, all right.
Barring catastrophic accident, I will be voting.
Oh, all right. If you don't mind me asking, what is your race?
I'm white, I guess.
Oh, all right. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Nope.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking also, in what year were you born in?
93.
1993. All right. Now, for this kind of part, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold
Okay.
and unfavorable feelings, and then 100 is very warm, favorable feelings, and then 50 is neutral.
Got
And if you've never heard of them or have no opinion about them, that's also, if you could like let me know about that, please. So the first person is
it.
Ravi Bala, or Ravi Bala.
I've got a bad memory for names. If you could state like recent positions that they've held, I might have a better idea.
Oh, well, I'm actually required to read kind of verbatim for like this part of the section, but
Oh,
because of
sorry. Yeah, I understand. Then a lot of these are going to be NA because I'm very bad with names.
Oh, well, it's okay. For the next part, like of the surveys, we talk a little bit more about them. So, but just for this section, I have to read verbatim. So if you don't like have no opinion or never heard of them, you can also say that for
Yeah,
this part.
so yeah, no opinion.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
I'll give them the 25.
25. All right. What about Bob Menendez?
Bob Menendez, he's the guy who stole all the literal bars of gold, right?
Again, I'm kind of required to read verbatim on this
Oh,
part,
yeah,
but
sorry, it's the names
yeah.
thing. I'm really bad at it.
Oh, it's all right. Yeah.
Yeah, gosh, that's difficult because, if he is that guy, zero. If he isn't that guy, not applicable. So I guess I'll just go the safe route of non-applicable.
All right. Well, actually, I can give a little bit of a spoiler on this part, but yes, he is that guy. He did some deceitful
Okay,
things.
zero,
Yeah.
zero.
All right. What about Tammy Murphy?
Timmy Murphy.
Yeah,
Is
Tammy
she the
Murphy.
one who hit the kid with the bike?
What? I mean, I wouldn't know. Again, I'm kind of required to just read verbatim. I really can only give the information I'm given on the survey.
Okay. Then I'm again that's either a zero or an NA. I'm just gonna go safe NA.
All right. What about Phil Murphy?
Oh, Phil Murphy, I'll give him an 80.
An 80?
I'll give him an
Okay.
80. Pretty good. Yeah,
Okay.
I'll give him a B plus. Pretty
Oh,
good.
all right. And what about Rob Menendez?
There's a difference between a Bob and a Bob and a Rob?
Yes, Bob
Gosh.
Menendez is kind of the father of Rob Menendez.
Well, apple don't fall far from the tree, so I'll give him a 15.
15? All right. What about Steve Fulop?
Oh, Phil? Fuck him. Zero.
Zero. All right. And what about Andy Kim?
Yeah. Kim. It doesn't ring a bell. Not applicable.
All right. So now when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is like kind of the first thing that comes to mind?
Stealing a bunch of gold.
All right. Stealing a bunch of gold.
Yeah, like cartoon villainy.
All right. So would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Considering the embezzlement, I would say very poorly.
All right. So would you say maybe you strongly disapprove of this, or would you say you somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove. Strongly disapprove. Anyone who is, you know, that speaks poorly, like we have elected officials so that we don't have to manage administrative duties on an individual basis. If you can't trust someone to do that, then they should be gone.
All right. All right. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom would you vote for?
Run it down again. Patricia Medina, Tammy Mendez. No, shit. That's, see, the problem I have with names.
I can read them again, don't worry. So it's Tammy Murphy, Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, and Patricia Campos Medina.
Well, if it were held today, then what I would be doing with the rest of my day is looking up their stats, the ways that they've voted in the past, because I don't vote without full knowledge of the people on the ballot. When I get sent a sample ballot, I do my due diligence and I research each of the candidates. So
all right.
That's my response. Yeah. Otherwise, I got nothing for you.
All right. Well, your kind of response for, like, maybe voting is, like, I guess undecided. But if you had to maybe lean towards one, like, not officially vote, but, like, maybe think, you know, I might vote for them, which one would you vote for? And, again, the same ones are Tammy Murphy, Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, or Patricia Campos Medina.
I would need to read up, so undecided.
All right. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote for?
Undecided. I would need to read up.
Okay. And maybe for who would you lean towards? Like, just a little bit, maybe?
I have nothing for you, bud.
All right. That's okay. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about Senator Bob Menendez?
I guess it depends how much view is, because there was another recent kick up in controversy, wasn't there? I've started a new job recently, so I've kind of been in and out a lot less plugged in than I usually am, but some point in the summer he did another frigging thing, wasn't it?
All right, so maybe would that qualify under, like, maybe some, or, like, you haven't heard not too much about him?
No, I've heard a good amount. It's just I've been very busy and am a bit less in touch, and my memory is not what it should be about political events compared to what I'm used to.
All right. Well, the next one is, how closely would you say that you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Would you say you follow this very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not too closely.
All right. Now, if you could please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. And the statements are as goes. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Would you say you strongly agree with the statement, you somewhat agree, you somewhat disagree, or you strongly disagree?
When you say agree, do you mean by the, like, that is legally correct? Do I morally or ethically agree with it? Probably less than what the, you know, what the law would say, but that is a correct statement.
All right. Well, this is kind of based just really on your personal, like, opinion about it. So if you think it's not that right, you can always put, like, somewhat agree or somewhat disagree, but really, like, here you choose. So from this, like, following statement that I just read, would you say you strongly agree with it, you somewhat agree with it, you somewhat disagree, or you strongly disagree?
It's going to be one of the somewhats, but that's difficult.
I can zoom in again if you need to.
No, it is straight up just because you have to weigh things like the court of public opinion, you know, mob rule shouldn't exist, you know, on paper. Sometimes it just happens and that's the way it is. But if you're asking for how someone should be legally treated, it's like, yeah, everyone needs to be afforded due process, because if we don't have that, then everything spirals out of control. So by the merits of law and order, I have to say somewhat agree, although in my heart, I know he is a piece of shit.
All right. Well, really?
Somewhat agree.
Agree. Okay. But yeah, truly with this like poll, it's just really your personal opinion. That's really what's important here. I think that's the kind of information we want to gather. It's just truly what you think. Yep.
Sorry. I'm a scientist. I don't have off-the-cuff opinions.
All right. That's totally okay. The next statement is, the son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record and not the actions of Senator Bob Menendez.
He benefited off of the facts of the crimes committed by his father. You know, so pay up, I guess, right? Like,
all right.
If the sins of the father aren't communicable to the son, then the hardships of the father shouldn't be communicable to the son, right? I grew up with not a pot to piss in. The opportunities available to me have been so much less than Robert Menendez. He can go fuck himself.
Mm-hmm. So would you say maybe that you somewhat disagree with this because you think the son should pay?
Entirely disagree.
Okay, so strongly disagree. All right. The next
again, thing, under the current system in which we operate.
Oh, okay, all right. That's totally fine. The next statement is, Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issues in any way. Would you say you strongly agree with the statement? You somewhat agree? You somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree? All right. The next statement is, there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father's Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
I have no idea.
All right. That's totally okay. And Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is a Senator Bob Menendez's son.
Only is not correct. Has had a much better opportunity to, is like the chances of him becoming that are much greater because his father is a senator. Yeah. Or congressman, sorry, whatever the hell.
Okay. Yeah. So would you say maybe you somewhat disagree or you somewhat disagree? Like, under what category do you fall for? And again, it's just
somewhat agree just because the absolutism of the statement is what I take umbrage with.
Okay. All right. So now I'm going to read you some statements made by the critics and some supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I would like you, if you could tell me which one comes closer to your own view. And even if, like, none of them is, like, truly exactly right, just which one is closer to your point of view. So the first one is by the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez. They say that he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and political machine put him there. And then the supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress, like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Roz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Volwage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Would you say that maybe the statement from the critics of Congress Rob Menendez or the statement from the supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own point of view? And then this one, it can like kind of follow up. Do you think maybe the critics are much closer, the critics are somewhat closer, the supporters are somewhat closer, or the supporters are much closer?
Can you get a reading of the critics again?
Of the critics, yes. So it's critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there.
I guess I'd lean more towards the critics.
All right. So would you say maybe critics are much closer or critics are somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and the supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And again, if you tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. So the first one is again by the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez. And they said there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in forms of cash, luxury cars, and then also gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to these countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. And then the supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredible, effective, and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families. He has delivered billions in federal funding for local transit projects. He has helped over 1,100 constituents and their families in the first year of office. And he has been a leader in standing up for the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortions, and to bring back Donald Trump. So which statement would you say comes closer to your opinion, the statements from the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from the supporters of Rob Menendez? And again, this kind of follows up the same way. Do you think the critics are much closer, the critics are somewhat closer, the supporters are somewhat closer, or the supporters are much closer?
Well, I think that a lot of the things the supporters were saying were actions taken that were towing the party line. I don't think that those are really standout qualifications for a Democrat congressman from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to lean towards the critics.
All right. Would you say critics are somewhat closer or critics are much closer?
Somewhat. I really am never going to go for the polls on either of these or any of these statements because they go so hard on the absolutism.
Well, now I'm just going to read you some brief statements about some candidates in some candidates for Congress in your district. And if you could please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to vote for that candidate or support that candidate for Congress. So the first one is, Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Would you say this statement makes you much more likely to support Rob Menendez, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. The next one is, the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors to increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of elder family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Would you say
very likely?
All right. Would that be maybe somewhat more likely, much more likely, a little more likely?
The top one, the much more likely.
Much more likely. All right. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in the working people's pockets, and he's fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here, and that's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Would you say this makes you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Not at all more likely. There's not enough details about the implementation.
All right. The next one is, Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, and make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Would you say this makes you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
I mean, fighting a losing battle, but a little bit more likely, I guess. But I don't think that that's the solution that's going to work.
All right. The next one is, the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country.
Somewhat more likely. I mean, I will agree that it is that the statement that he's the only Hispanic is odd. I'd have to go check, but I don't know. Right. Maybe people just are not checking off the right boxes. I don't know.
All right. Well, the next statement is, a member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
Somewhat.
All right. And the next one is, Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are a human right, and the climate change is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet.
Big talk, housing is a human right, coming from the mayor of Hoboken. Get out of town!
All right. So we just
not likely. Yeah, anyone who talks up the mayor of Hoboken is talking out his ass.
All right. So after hearing kind of all this information, like maybe that statement about Ravi Bala and Rob Menendez, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote for?
Kyle Jacy, because I don't like the mayor of Hoboken at all.
Okay. Well, now we're going to read a few more statements, and these are just, again, very short ones. But now this time they're about Ravi Bala and for a candidate for Congress. And if you could please tell me a few statements kind of make you kind of the same dynamic, like much less likely to support him, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely. So the first one is, Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they called, quote, dishonest and deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with lawyer, with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row, end quote. Would you say this makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
That's difficult because I was already at never going to vote for him. So, but, hey, that all really sucks, so I guess a lot less likely.
All right. The next one is, Ravi Bala is an unethical lawyer who has represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark's sewer system. Represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sued for irresponsibility, pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result, and a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason. Would you say this makes you
a lot less likely? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And in a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly.
That's bizarre. A lot less likely.
All right. Ravi Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor.
A lot less likely.
All right.
Yeah.
And then the last of like this statement about him is, Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's
Lord Almighty, I didn't even know that. Sorry, keep going.
Okay. Baller's law firm represented New Jersey's Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Baller was even business partners with the Republican state chairman.
Yeah, a lot less likely.
All right.
Who the hell would stick up for Chris Christie in New Jersey?
All right. Well, now after hearing all that information, like about Ravi Bala and Rob Menendez, if the Democratic primary election were for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote for?
Yeah, it's going to be Kyle Jacy.
All right. Well, finally, I kind of just have some questions. These are just really purely for statistical purposes. So thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Leftist. So neither, none of those.
All right, that's totally okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent.
All right. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
I just actually got my PhD last year.
Oh, wow. Congrats. And
thanks.
Are you current or a retired member of a labor union?
No. No, I'm not, sadly.
All right. Yeah. Is any member of your household a current or retired union member?
You know, I'd have to ask my roommates, but I don't think so. Wait. One of my roommates was a welder. I don't know.
All right, that's okay. I can totally just put, undecided, or we really don't know. And then finally, just specifically for verification purposes by my supervisor, I am speaking with Sean, right?
Correct. That is S-E-A-N-R-O-O-N-E-Y.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. And just, kind of one last question is, are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Because participants in the research are compensated for the time by sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact in the future? And you can say yes or no if you want to.
Yeah, sure. As long as it happens outside of the 9-to-5, I got a job to do and all that. But, yeah, sounds fun.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I truly, truly appreciate it. And I hope you have a good day. And again,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Goodbye.
All right, no problem. All right, so.